As Michelle notes, it is the season of giving and getting, but there's one person in Tempe, Arizona, who will not be getting the gift that was on the top of his list. Reporter Renee Gattell explains why she got rid of the perfect gift for her husband, got rid of it, and why that may turn out to be something that he will not regret.
John is my husband, and this story is about his Christmas present today. So, John, if you're listening, turn off the radio. Do not listen to this story. Okay, he loves anything electronic, so I bought him a Kindle. It's an electronic book that Amazon.com makes, and it can hold up to 200 books. It's been the hot must-have gadget this Christmas. They cost $400. I ordered one back in mid-November, and it arrived the first week of December.
I'm whispering because I don't want John to hear me. UPS just delivered the box. And there it is.
It was absolutely perfect. And I was so excited until one day I was online reading the news and checking the blogs, and I saw that Amazon had sold out of Kindles and that they had no more available through Christmas. My first thought, and this tells you how twisted I am, is eBay. That's when I found out that they were selling on eBay at a markup of hundreds of dollars.
Amazon Kindle, brand new inbox. Bidding is at $910.
Turns out scalping holiday presents isn't that uncommon. There were Kindles, Nintendo Wiis, and the video games Guitar Hero 3 and Rock Band selling on eBay at ludicrously high prices. There was even a website out there that gave you tips on how to get the most money for your much-sought-after item. So when I saw people selling Kindles on eBay, I went into an ethical tailspin. Is it evil to sell your husband's Christmas gift for a huge profit? Every night after John went to sleep, I'd log on to eBay and check the latest prices.
Let's look at the recently ended auctions. $799, $999, $895.
Frankly, I think you're an absolute genius.
That's Rob Ducey. He's my financial advisor. I pay him to say things like that. He didn't think it was unethical at all to sell John's Kindle.
I think John would be just as impressed that you did something like that based on arbitrage and that you would sell it, get double the money back, pocket half of it, and go out in a month or two and buy another one.
He said what I had done was turned a $400 investment into $1,000.
I don't know if I could do that in about a three-week time frame with my job. I can't guarantee those results.
So with the blessing of my financial planner, I went home and went back online.
List your item for sale.
I listed the Kindle, brand new, still in shrink wrap.
There we go. I can't look back. No regrets.
I gave it a buy now price of $1,000, and it sold 3 hours later. The best part is that I've been able to keep this entire misadventure from John. He had no idea at all what he was getting for Christmas, although he knew I was scheming.
I think Renee is getting me the ultimate white elephant gift. I have no idea. All the hype around this gift is a gift in itself. It's amazing.
So if you see him, please, please, please keep this a secret. He's getting a Kindle in January and an extra $600 to boot. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell in Phoenix.